Presented by Horicon Bank. It's time for the Milwaukee Economy Briefing, where we dive into the latest trends and insights shaping our city's business landscape. Alongside MMAC President and CEO Dale Coinga, here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
He is Dale Coinga, the best in the business. All right. So I know that you are on the board of the Brewers as well.
The best,
right?
In the business. That's new.
Did you listen to your open?
Okay. I'll roll with it. I mean, you're being generous. Must be
you
close to Christmas.
You are the best. How about
all right,
that?
I'll roll with it. Go ahead.
So are you on, what is the exact language? The board of the Brewers?
Yeah. Brewers, so the stadium of the Brewer that the Brewers play in is owned by the taxpayers, and there's certain appointment authorities. So the governor appoints some, the mayor appoints some, the majority leader appoints some, the speaker. I was one of the appointees. So I sit on the Milwaukee Brewers board representing taxpayers, the business community, and everyone else who wants to see transparency and solvency and winning baseball.
So you were able to get a first look at what maybe the Brew District could look like. Something a little bit like Titletown, where there could be some developments. I looked at a townhouse, for example, at Titletown, one of those condos, worth $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, yes. But, you know, as Corey Sparks and I were talking about, the producer, he's like, that's like lakefront property there in Green Bay to have a spot there. So now.
It is. Have you been out there lately?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good vibe.
Isn't it?
I
know. But now there could be riverfront property in the Brew District. Which river is that? Now, let me just think.
It's the Menominee, right?
It's in Menominee.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Menominee.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? I remember you bringing it up.
Well, I like it because I saw the three renderings. There was two that had development on the river, and there was one that was off the river. And my knee-jerk reaction was, you got to use the water. I mean, water just adds a new, it's just a cool factor. So they would widen out that river a little bit, and then the development would be on the river. So your porch would be on the river. Well, depending on what side you were on, right? Mm-hmm. But one side would be a stadium, one side would be the river. Look cool. This is my only thought was, you know, just if we're talking about it conceptually, is you would want to have that river as part of the development. Because,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's actually, we had just some, the Louisville Chamber of Commerce came up here because Louisville Chamber, and they came up here with like 400 people. And they came up here because they said, we want to see, we've heard Milwaukee's got the vibe, that Milwaukee's is crushing it. And it's not only what they've heard. If you look at, they have data on this where they track cell phone and they could tell the health of a city both on the weekends and during the work week based on the traveling of movement back and forth in and out of that city. And Milwaukee has very high rankings. We're doing very well. But I was looking at their city and they put the interstate runs right along the river there.
Yes.
And they can't move that now. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to redo it all, you would say,
that's
your prime real estate.
I know.
Yeah. I was just in Memphis, my friends down there, and they redid the riverfront. And the water is a key attribute of a good urban environment or recreational environment to have that develop, not be a interstate.
Absolutely. You don't even think about the river when you're near there. So that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, because it was always industrial, and it's kind of not utilized. But there's things you could do. They're costly.
What's the temperature on the board seeing that?
Well, the board, first of all, the study was statutorily required by the legislature. So with that being said, it had to be done, but there is also interest on the board to explore the options there. Now, I apologize, it's a little geeky here, but it matters, is that almost all development is done using TIFs. Now, what a TIF is a TIF is when you say, we're going to create value in this spot, whether it be a business or residential housing. And when you create value creates property taxes. So what you do is you capture that property taxes and say, hey, instead of going to the school or the fire department, all those other entities, technical college, we're going to grab this value and it's going to go to pay down the debt that we've incurred to widen the river or put in streets or whatever it is to make that work, right? And this is a longer conversation. We got to educate the public on this because people are like, oh, the subsidy. It's not a subsidy in the sense that you're not taking anything away from the school or they're not going to have the money anyways. What you're doing is just grabbing that revenue and have a future using it for development.
For
if you don't do it, you're not going to get the development. The problem or the riddle you need to solve in that project is it's non-taxable land. It's tax-exempt land. So there's no taxes to capture that you could reinvest in that area. So there's a thing called payment in lieu of taxes that maybe a developer was. So it's not an easy, oh, this is the way you do it. It's a kind of a one-off, and there's probably some ways to do it, but you would have to have some flexibilities in a lot of different aspects to get that off the ground.
So we're talking years out.
Yeah, years for sure.
Okay, so there's also possible housing at the current museum site. That's interesting.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Public Museum is building a new facility across from the Pfizer Forum there. And so that's going to leave vacant the existing place that the Milwaukee Public Museum is. And so a lot of discussions is, what do we do with that land? And I believe the consensus is in the Milwaukee County study led by County Executive David Crowley, our friend, makes it pretty compelling that that would be great for density housing.
So they'd knock that building down?
They would knock it down. They did look at, is there any way to convert that building?
No, but there are already issues. That's why the museum's moving.
Exactly. I mean, I can't believe they actually, to me, that's a very quick answer. I mean, I'm not an architecture engineer, but yeah. I mean, for the museum, she's kind of like, yeah, what do you, I mean, that's not going to happen.
Just knock it down.
Yeah, just knock it down.
Do you think that with that potential housing being an option, would affordable housing be one of those options? Or what else could they possibly do with that land if it doesn't go towards housing?
Housing is number one on the list. When you say affordable housing, what it probably would be is there's going to be some affordable housing, workforce housing, senior housing, but probably a mix is okay. what you do is to make it economically work. But, you know, but there's obviously mixed use. I mean, if you have so much housing, you're probably going to have a little bit of retail, you know, primarily mm-hmm. a grocery store or some other retail in there. You know, Milwaukee is no different than many cities as the office space is built out. They're actually converting office space into residential space. Because there's an overcapacity, generally speaking, of office space, and there's not enough capacity for housing across the whole spectrum.
You know, I was taking a look at Jerome Powell when he was talking about how the federal interest rate is going to go down another 0.25% the third time this year. He was talking about something, it caught my ear when he was talking about AI, factoring in AI in the job market. And he said that he's not sure if that will play a role in affecting the job market negatively. He said that's part of the story, but not a big part of the story yet. What do you have to say about that?
Well, he has said previously that the economy is running at the speed it is because of the AI investment. And there's hammers flying, electricians, and there's plumbers, and there's productivity being gained because of this hardware investment and AI. So if you listen to the chairman's comments, as they are usually, they're nuanced, is he's saying on one hand, there's tremendous job growth because we are building. We are the equivalent of building the modern railroads or the modern, you know, the railroads of the 19th century, the interstate system of the Eisenhower era. And we are building now a new infrastructure in these data centers, which is creating jobs. Well, at the same time, there's definitely productivities and efficiencies where companies are not hiring as fast or even laying off because they're saying, hey, we can now handle this by using AI. So different parts of the economy, but they balance out in different ways. And I think that's what he's saying is that I don't know how this is going to net out. And we don't know net how this impacts the jobs report.
Interesting. He is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Dale Coinga. Thanks for joining us.
Always my pleasure.